Ann Garcia walks into a room at what the VA calls the Dom, an addiction treatment and job training facility at Jefferson Barracks.
Okay, my side's clean.
The Air Force veteran has been homeless for 4 years. She's middle-aged and has a voice made rough by cigarettes and long nights. A proud mother, she shows off pictures of her daughter that are taped on her locker.
It's me and her when she came to see me on Christmas, and I wrote my motivation. Yeah, my daughter is my sweetheart.
Clean and sober, Garcia works nights stocking shelves at the Walmart down the road from Jefferson Barracks. Her ex-husband is taking care of her daughter while she gets back on her feet. But that's a luxury a lot of homeless female veterans just don't have. VA psychologist Lenora Brown is in charge of the Dom.
We are going to have to address the issue of female veterans as the primary custodian of their children. Our male veterans also have children, but usually they're with the mothers. And so how do we address that with female veterans who are providing the primary care for the children?
That's just one issue in a laundry list of challenges facing the VA as the number of homeless female veterans continues to rise.
The VA recognizes that there needs to be kind of like a paradigm shift and, you know, a new approach to how we meet the unique needs of women.
She says the agency was built for men and is hustling to keep up with the growing number of homeless female veterans. That's especially true for programs like the one she runs, which combines mental health services, substance abuse treatment, and job training.
In the St. Louis VA, for a residential program, the 4 beds here would be the only 4 beds.
But meeting the needs of female veterans is about far more than housing. It's also about changing perceptions. For example, Brown says some women struggle after having traumatic experiences during active duty.
It's not uncommon for us to have women to have a background of military sexual trauma. I think a lot of times people think, well, it happened in the past, you know, and just put that behind me and I'm going to move on. And they don't recognize how that trauma really affects them.
According to the VA, 1 in 5 women experience sexual trauma while in the military. Sweeping those types of experiences under the rug can be one in a number of risk factors for becoming homeless. Joanne Joseph coordinates the VA's homeless program in St. Louis and has researched how this plays out locally.
This population tends to stay with family for longer. And one of the things that we found out was women tend to not identify as homeless.
In response, the local VA is reaching out through its community partners. The idea is to make sure women know services are available for them, even if they haven't always been there in the past.
We have not historically had a lot of transitional housing services for women. And our permanent housing program actually focuses our efforts on targeting chronic and women veterans. So we do have much more programming now than we have historically.
The centerpieces of the program are housing vouchers funded by both the VA and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Vouchers help veterans pay rent and are earmarked for those who need ongoing clinical help. Even though they're available for all veterans, Joseph says they've focused heavily on women in St. Louis. Locally, more than a third of the 120 vouchers are being used by women, many of whom have children. But demand has been so high that the VA has run out of the vouchers in St. Louis and has to refer women to other housing options. In response to similar demand around the country, the agency is asking Congress for an extra $200 million to expand the program next year. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Tim Lloyd.